number 8, please.
From the Director of the Department of Transportation and Public Works, requesting authorization to have the county conservationists apply for and accept a grant from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection for partial funding of the county conservationist office for the 2012 fiscal year.
Mr. Keith?
Yes. Each year, the Department of Agricultural, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or maybe more commonly known as DATCAP, provides grant funds to eligible counties throughout the state to help offset their labor and training costs and expenses associated with the implementation of their land conservation programs. As an eligible county, we've applied for and received DATCAP grants each year for over the past 10 years. And this is a request to apply for and receive DATCAP grants for the same purposes for the fiscal year of 2012.
Questions by committee members?
I have a question.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, historically, for the past 10 years, we've received roughly about $105,000. That was my question number one. And then, just a little, I have more technical questions, I'm sorry. And if that's the case, does that go, I'm wanting to know a little bit about how that funds the county conservationist position, because as I recall, right now our county conservationist, Mr. Keith, is doing that part-time and our environmental sustainability. Now, I'm of the thought, crazy thought, that we should have a full-time county conservationist, and I would like to say that this wonderful land deal that we just put forth last cycle that was a great win for Milwaukee County with NML is exactly what county conservation should be about, one component at least. And I'm wondering if we could have a little more information about that. And the reason I bring that up is that this very cycle in personnel and in finance, we will be once again deliberating the sustainability position. So what I'm getting at is, please, how does that all work out with the funding? Where does the money go, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Keith?
Yes. Mr. Chair and supervisors, the grant funds that are made available to our county as well as all the other counties can be applied in a number of different ways. But one way it can be used, and we do use it for, is to offset some of our labor costs as well as our expenses and things of that nature for training. And it's not specifically for myself. It can also be utilized for our other staff, such as Mr. Detzer. And what's kind of happened on another issue, I guess, or related, is that it's true, my job title doesn't include my job responsibilities as a county conservationist. But there are a lot of things that I have to do, I've had to offload a number of responsibilities onto some of our other staff, such as Mr. Detzer. And so the time that he spends working on things, for example, the land and water resource management plan that we were presenting earlier today, he spends a fair amount of time working on that this year and last year as well. And a lot of his labor time that he spent using on that is offset in part by this grant. So it's not one person, it's not two people. Actually, there's a formula, and there are a number of people whose time gets spent on these various issues gets offset. When we submit the application for the funding, the actual amount of time and expenses that we submit is far in excess of the amount of money they actually provide. We list out we track all these amount of hours and time and expenses during the course of the year, and then we submit that to DATCAP, and that total is well in excess of the actual funding that they provide to us. They more or less predetermine how much money that we have eligible to come to us, and what we need to do then when we submit our applications, essentially show them that the amount of time and effort that we've spent on these various items is in excess of the amount of funding that they provide to us, and at least for my involvement, that's been a pretty easy demonstration when you consider the number of people involved. So once again, it's not just my time, mm-hmm. and I've had to offload that, and I appreciate efforts of my staff, like Mr. Detzer, to take on responsibilities that they didn't have a year or two ago. It's not been an easy process, but we've been able to accomplish that.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, is there, so in your opinion, it would be pretty much a long shot of trying to get any more funding than what we've been given in the past? Okay.
Yes.
'Cause that could be a very unique opportunity. And then lastly, just a comment. I do think things are running as best as they can, but we may want to consider at some point that when we get this all figured out, I think a better home for the county conservationist, and I think it should be full-time, right, if you're on my school of thought here, would also be in coordination with the Parks Department. So, I just want to say that at some point when we do get this figured out and we're going to be talking about it this cycle, we might want to reevaluate a few of those positions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think, I don't remember if I moved approval or not, but I'd like to move approval.
The motion is to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dimitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.